Do you have any statements you want to make or questions? Not I'm not asking you to shout things out now, but questions you might want to ask or issues you might want to bring up. Yes. Did my dad start talking to me more? Yeah, a lot. Thank you. Yeah, there's been a lot of rapprochement. And I would say we are as close now, if not closer than ever. There's still some things we don't talk about. But you know, he's still alive. He's 90. And yeah, and in 1989, it looked as though he had only a couple years left. He was quite ill, and he's had a lot of good years since. And as, every time I see him, he says, "Johnny, it's unbelievable. It's absolutely unbelievable." Yeah. How do I approach the future? I kind of have the feeling it's approaching me, actually. I think the future grows out of the present. I don't see it as a destination. I see it as an emergence. And that, and one thing that my grand twins have taught me is to be less in the future, less ahead of myself, and more dwelling in the living moment, more dwelling in the center of the living spirit, more dwelling in the heartfulness of each moment. And, you know, sometimes people say, well, what gives you hope, or do you have hope, or do you think things will turn around, or how are we going to turn the tide, or all I know is we're turning the tide. I'm turning the tide. You're turning the tide. We're turning the tide. We're working. I don't know the outcome. I don't know how it's going to look. But what I've noticed is that fear is the belief that things are going to be worse. It's going to get worse. That's fear. And sometimes hope is the reverse of that. It's the belief that things are going to get better. But again, it's futuring. I don't root in and draw my strength from either of those places, from the future at all. I just try to ground in the opportunity to be part of the transformational process in the present, in every moment, as it unfolds through me and in you and in all of us. And so it's not really about the future so much for me, although I know, there's a beautiful, beautiful answer I once heard to the question, what's the purpose of life? And it goes like this: infinite gratitude to all things past, infinite service to all things present, infinite responsibility to all things future. With all the problems and threats that are out there, what do I encourage individuals to do, he's asked. Listen to your heart. Listen to the hearts of the people in your circles. Listen less to the media, the corporate media. Don't pollute your mind with that reality, because it isn't. You know the news? They say it's the news on TV. That's not the news. That's a very, very thin slice and then very distorted of what's taking place. If you want to know what's new, what's being born, what's arising, what's transforming us, what's transfiguring us, what's illuminating us, if you want to know that, don't waste your time with the corporate media. But become quiet enough to listen deep inside and to be respectful to life and listen to the power that's dawning in you, that's giving you the strength, not just to meet the day, but to live it with all of yourself, so that when you come to the end of your life, you will know you've really lived. You will know you've really loved. You won't have any regrets. You will just be, you'll laugh at what a ride it was. And there was pain, and there was misery, and there was suffering. And yes, you embraced it all. And you responded to it out of your commitment to relieve suffering wherever you could, for whomever you could, in whatever way you could. Some of us deal with the pain in the moment. You know, we're working in hospitals. We're working in, you know, with people who are hurting. And then others of us are working more systemically. You know, some of us are pulling the people out of the river that are drowning, and others are going back and asking, why are they falling in the first place? Who took the fence down? Who's pushing them in? Who's getting pushed in? Who's profiting from that? All of that works. We need to do all the different pieces. You know, and ask, is your life consistent with who you really are? Ask, is your life an expression of your heartfulness, of your caring, of your deepest wisdom, of the truth you carry, that you were imprinted with in your spirit at some profound level? And if it isn't, where it isn't, face that. Be honest about that and do what you can to correct it. And that's one of the issues I bring up with food choices is the food you're eating honoring who you are? Is the way it's produced, is its effect on your body respectful to you, to the people involved in food production, to the animals, to the web of life, to the immense chain of being? And I do ask people very seriously to consider if they're eating meat, particularly modern meat, agribusiness, factory farm meat, to please, if you can, take a moment to reflect on where that food came from and the misery inherent in modern meat production processes. And do you want that in your body? Do you want to support with your money the people doing that? Do you want to pay them to do it again? Because that's what, every time you buy a product, your money is translated as by the producers or the people who distributed it and so forth, as do it again. They'll do it again. They'll keep doing it. So that's another thing. And of course, do your work. You know, look at your own unconscious, the ways that you would shortchange yourself, the way that you would stay encased in isolating and diminishing patterns. Whatever helps you respect yourself and others. Do I think I would be a politician? No. There's a wonderful politician, though, that I would like to mention. Dennis Kucinich, any of you know of my... Dear, dear man, I happen to be a close personal friend of his, and I often think that he's doing what I would do if I were a politician. He's a congressman from Ohio, former mayor of Cleveland, and he's candidate for the Democratic nomination for the presidency, as he was in 2004. And if you ever get a chance to hear him or see him, do. He's coming from a very, very, very dear place in himself. And... you don't have to agree with everything he says. He's special. He's very, very special.